On Saturday, Ted Cruz headlined three Tea Party rallies, beginning in Garland, where he fired up a crowd of about 100.
Polling shows that we are leading this race statewide by 9 points. Why do you think they're firing every cannon? They are panicking.
This was friendly turf for Cruz. Tea Party voters like Carol Little of Sachse propelled Cruz to a second-place finish in the primary.
An established Republican, Ted Cruz is not, and he's going to stand up to the party. He's not going to be that country club boy.
But to win this second round, Cruz needs Tea Party supporters to turn out even stronger this time. He told them he also needs their money because his wealthy opponent will dump millions into television advertising in this final week.
We have to raise an additional $1 million in these next 10 days. Why? Because in the next 10 days, you're going to see $3, $4, $5 million of attack ads all aimed at me. And the lies get more desperate as the day goes on. By the end of it, you are going to hear that I am a one-legged leprous axe murderer. For the record, I have two working legs.
While Cruz is courting grassroots activists, Dewhurst is trying to energize some traditional go-to groups like veterans. Last week, Dewhurst reminded veterans at a Grand Prairie VFW that he's one of them. He enlisted in the Air Force, and he served in the CIA.
It's important not only to Texas but to the rest of the country that we have a veteran who is a United States senator from Texas that understands perfectly well, only too well, the problems that our returning veterans have.
Dewhurst says he wants to create a program that gives returning troops first shot at thousands of new Border Patrol jobs.
They're already trained. They're already disciplined. They love our country.
Navy veteran Robert Tiffany liked the way that sounded.
That's what we need. We need somebody in there that knows the veterans and somebody that would speak up for them.
With almost $37 million spent already, this Senate race is reportedly the most expensive in the country. And millions more will probably be shelled out this week as Cruz and Dewhurst ramp up their TV commercials, phone banks, social media, and campaign events, making their final appeals to voters. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.